Chapter 72, Competition Between Convenience and Health. When it comes to making healthy choices about what to eat, most people know that fast food isn't always the best route to go. For a lot of people, convenience works better. Between busy work schedules, lack of energy to cook fresh meals, and even limitations on cash, there are a lot of reasons why people choose convenience over health. There was a time before I got married when I ate over $400 in fast food every month. I remember standing in line at my favorite restaurant and seeing the number of calories that were in one burger. Over 1,300, but I didn't care. With how busy I was, I thought it was just easier for me to live life off burger, fries, tacos, pizzas, and all the other greasy goodies I can get my hands on. I acted like this was my only option. Every now and then, I'd cook rice, bake chicken, and throw in some canned vegetables. I'm grateful for how much I've learned from my wife and the rest of her family about nutrition. If you're struggling to get yourself on track as far as eating right, I want to give you a few tips that might help you set yourself up for success. I eat a mostly plant-based diet, which turns a lot of guys off. I was one of them, but a few years before writing this book, I struggled with so many health issues after getting out of the military, I felt like I was dying. I looked healthy on the outside, but I was quickly declining. My wife and I did a lot of research into what we could do to get our family's health to a better level. We already ate somewhat healthy, but our diet still had room for improvement. I wanted to eat more fruits and vegetables, but I was hesitant because I didn't want to lose weight. I thought, how in the world am I going to live without meat? I busted my myth a few months ago. I was able to gain 8 pounds of lean muscle in about 2 months while still doing a lot of cardio. I got plenty of protein, calcium, and I never felt deprived. The way I approach eating is that I can eat whatever I want to. I never feel deprived or like I can't do something. I just choose to eat healthier. But if I feel like eating a pizza, that's what I do. I just don't make it a lifestyle. I think most people would benefit from doing the same. There's so much that could be shared on this topic. But for now, my primary goal is to help you think about some ways you can make it easier for you to break free from the fast food cycle should you decide to stick with it. Here are a few things you might want to consider buying. 1. Insulated lunch bag backpack. 2. Reusable ice/freezer packs for coolers and lunch bags. This one is self-explanatory, but just make sure you buy enough to keep your food or beverages at a cool enough temperature. Use this to keep the food inside your lunch bag cold. 3. Crockpot. You don't have to be a chef to make good meals. Get a crock pot, throw in some organic chicken, vegetables, onions, celery, etc., and you have a main dish. Use your crock pot to make beans, black kidney, etc. A pot can last you a long time. Whatever you don't use right away, just freeze in a good sealable container. 4. Sealable Tupperware/Ziploc type containers. Get a set of these that has multiple sizes. I prefer glass, but use plastic as well. Use these to store snacks or to separate different parts of your meals. 5. Rice cooker. This will make life easier for you, but it isn't necessary. You can always just use the stove. 6. Fruit. You can add fruit to your lunch bag in place of candy or other sugary foods. 7. Blender. I have a Ninja, and it works well for everything we need in our house. We make a ton of smoothies, and this has worked well for us. I've heard Vitamix is a good product, too, but it will cost you at least $200 or $300. You don't have to spend unnecessary money on meal replacement protein bars. Just make a smoothie that's loaded with calories and lots of nutrition. 8. Ziploc/freezer bags. We keep these bags on hand in 1 gallon and quart sizes. If you're going to eat healthier, it will help you to have these. I make what I call power packs. I'll put oranges, apples, and grapes into a gallon bag. Then I'll have another bag with carrots, bell peppers, and a container with hummus. I'll use another bag for cashews or almonds. These are all snacks. If you had to describe what you would currently put in your bag, would it consist of cookies and candy bars? If so, consider replacing it with a healthier option. I'm not a nutritionist or a health professional. I'm just sharing what works for me. There's a lot to share on this topic, but I hope you stay informed by doing your own research, along with talking to your doctor or nutritionist, to come up with a plan that fits your needs.